The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, Adam must have a say on all this, the death of a British icon, Ronnie Corbett. Adam.
Yeah, he was splendid, wasn't he?
Yep.
Aged 85 and tiny. He was 5 foot one and always made jokes at his own expense. And, of course, famously Scottish. He had that lovely deep throaty Scottish burr.
Yeah.
And as Ronnie Corbett once said of himself, if I wear too much tartan, I look like a thermos flask. It's easy to forget that he, with Ronnie Barker, as the two Ronnies, I mean, they were absolutely the peak of their powers. It was only Morecambe and Wise who ever challenged them for the UK audience. They got 18 million viewers.
They did. They did.
And for 12 series as well. And the tributes have been extraordinary. John Cleese, that he had the best timing. Hugh Laurie, a beautiful, brilliant man. People keep talking about him as being such a nice man as well.
Yeah.
That he was lovely. Funny.
Yes.
And Dame Edna Everidge, I think, has come up with the best quote. I don't know if you've heard this one.
Yes.
As Dame Edna put it, I always looked up to him, even when I was looking down.
I know. Well, he was so self-deprecating. He made all these jokes about himself, didn't he, which was just lovely. Ronnie Corbett. Just went on this Nazi archives.
Yeah, they've been released today, a whole bunch of files, basically, all about compensation claims after the Second World War about Nazi persecution. These all from British victims, so some military, but also some Jewish. And in some cases, rather extraordinary, just one particular case, an RAF pilot denied compensation at first, anyway, because he was told he hadn't suffered enough. Flight Lieutenant Bertram Jimmy James, he was one of the heroes of the Great Escape. He was recaptured. He escaped again, then recaptured, held in solitary confinement for 5 months, threatened with execution repeatedly, and tortured by the SS. And yet, the British government in the 1960s said, no, that's not enough. You don't get any cash for that.
Unbelievable.
They relented eventually.
Unbelievable. Well done, Adam. Have a good weekend. Adam Gilchrist in London.